I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The MOB has some job openings. In this case, MOB stands for the Maintenance and Operations Bureau at the Vermont Agency of Transportation. And those openings are for state snowplow truck drivers. As VPR Steve Zind reports, there's an acute shortage of plow drivers right now, and winter is coming.
Pretty quiet around here.
Yes, we've got good weather, so the troops are all out making some guardrail repairs.
It's a nice late fall day at the State Highway Garage in Randolph. Only Supervisor Gerald Kinney is around, sweeping the floors. Three seasons a year, the state highway maintenance employees here work regular 10-hour days.
They have the three-day weekend, which everyone loves here. It allows, you know, a little bit extra rest that we don't get during the winter months.
The winter brings storms and long hours behind the wheel of a plow truck. And this year, the state is hustling to make sure it has enough drivers. Normally, there might be 20 openings for V-Trans maintenance workers who drive plow trucks. This year, there are 40 unfilled jobs, double the usual number and almost 10% of the state's plow truck drivers. Most of the increase is due to people taking advantage of retirement incentives offered by the state to reduce the overall size of the workforce. Scott Rogers, Director of Maintenance and Operations at V-Trans, says many of the open positions are near the state's population centers. They're harder to fill because of competition with private contractors and larger municipal highway departments. Private sector truck driving jobs typically pay better than the $14 an hour starting pay for the state. Rogers says the pay difference is offset by more generous state benefits, but that doesn't resonate with a lot of potential employees.
Our experience lately has been that a lot of younger people who are entering the workforce aren't really thinking, hey, this is a great thing for me because in 30 years I can retire. They're thinking, what's my next paycheck going to be?
In order to fill the large number of openings, the state is sweetening the pot. For the first time, it's offering $1,000 hiring incentives to people who have commercial driver's licenses and smaller bonuses to those who don't. In case the jobs can't be filled, Rogers says V-Trans put out a call for any employees elsewhere in the agency who have commercial driver's licenses.
You know, a dozen or so people who have CDLs raise their hand and say, hey, if you guys need help, we're there. We'll come help you plow.
Rogers says current drivers could also put in even more overtime, but he says drivers need downtime, and he's worried they'll be stretched too thin during a long storm. Back at the Randolph Garage, Gerald Kinney says when a winter storm hits, drivers have to work long hours no matter if it's a holiday or a weekend. The reward is working together to get the job done.
Well, I have a great group of people here. We're family. It's a camaraderie that I can't explain to somebody, but to do the work, you really got to love it.
Kinney says for plow drivers, the first winter is the test. If a new driver can survive, it'll get easier after that. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.